This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. What's your name?
Nicholas.
That's good. So where are you from?
Masterton.
Born and bred?
Very.
Very. You've been in Masterton all your life?
Yep.
Yeah. Is there like a hospital around here?
Of course there is. Just up the road.
I don't see it. How big is the hospital?
Pretty big, yeah, for our size of region.
Anyway, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, sporty, active young fella. Do a lot of hockey, and I'm very, very productive at school, and yes, so I love being out in the outdoors, and yeah.
Do you, when you say productive, what do you do?
I get on with my work, but I do still have fun in the process, so it's like not all silence and sitting here being bored. So it's like still have a lot of friends around in class, talk, yak, but still get on with the work.
I was going to say, when you mean productive, you mean like a theatre? Jazz hands?
No, I kind of suck at productions.
Singing? Yeah. Jazz hands?
I'm not that talented.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
Okay. Okay, so what music are you into?
Oh, always a tough question. Basically, anything good on the radio, so it's like...
Anything good on the radio, what's your radio station?
ZM or The Edge.
ZM or The Edge, the main pop rock.
Pop rock, yeah, everything. R&B.
The charts.
Yes.
Okay, so what is your sex?
My sex?
Yeah.
My gender, male. No,
gender is different from sex.
Oh, fuck.
Sex is what you were born as.
Male.
And your gender is?
Male.
What is your sexuality?
Bisexual.
What is your cultural identity?
My cultural identity? NZ European with very strong European descent. Mm.
And what was the other? Oh, how do you express yourself? Either in feminine, masculine, or anything else?
I'm a very masculine kind of guy.
You don't look good. No, I'm joking.
Well, wait till you see me ripping out a deer's guts and then question that.
I'd hate to. If that's you showing your masculinity, I'd hate to know what you show as your femininity. Anyway, moving on. When did you realise that you were attracted to the same gender?
Kind of got very curious when I was about 13, and then kind of it was a very definite, I was attracted to both males and females about 14, 15.
Was it like you sit in class and you realised, oh, there's a boy across the room?
No,
we must go dance around the gardens.
No, it's kind of a bit of subtlety to it. Is like it didn't happen overnight. It was kind of a long time sort of thing.
Did you went for a denial period?
Yeah, for like first year I was kind of a bit iffy on that whole idea. So, but then I kind of came around and was like, yeah, I'm definitely bi.
What gender do you prefer?
I'm kind of very even-handed on them. I was like, whatever comes along, comes along.
There's no sort of like a, oh, I prefer guys first, or I prefer girls first.
But it gets very awkward when I kind of like both a guy and a girl at the same time, and either sometimes I'm dating a guy, and then all of a sudden this girl comes along, and it's like, oh, it's very tough some days.
You just have to like cross your legs when you're like going out, it's like, oh, there's two good-looking people. Hello!
Yeah, especially when there's a... when I'm both like each of the couples. It's like... It's just one of those days. It's like... doesn't come along very often, but it's arises couple every 6 months or so.
So, are you out?
Yes, I'm basically out to everyone, apart from my grandparents, but as like in my immediate family and friends all know.
So, who did you told first?
I came out to my friends first, and then came out to my stepfather before my mother, and then just recently my father earlier this year.
So what did you tell them?
As a bit.
Oh, how did you tell them? I mean.
Oh, they've always basically known, because it's like when you're young and going very hormonal and all that, and you're kind of on the computer and you forget to delete your history, then they kind of find out.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So it's like, but it's like, yeah, I kind of keep denying it, but it's like, they knew, so it's like, wasn't it hard?
Yeah. Did you ever try to blame someone else with the whole history thing?
Yes, I did a couple times, but then it's like, after a lot of times it happening, like,
it just sets in, it's like, yeah. It's like, no point hiding it anymore.
Yeah. It's like, when you kind of go completely mind wipe about deleting the whole history, it's like, just forget it. It's like, is it? Well, they've seen it already, so it's like, they know.
Dun 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 dun. Have they actually seen the history of like pornographic, either gay or straight or both kind of thing?
They've seen little snippets, and it's like, but when I, like, it's just one of those days when you kind of have those needs, and then it's like, there's only, and then you kind of just mind wipe it in a bit of a rush.
Yeah. You just delete the whole history, and everybody go, why? Kind of thing. Yeah. So, how about your friends? How did you come up to them?
Oh, I just said, look, I'm bi, get over it. And basically, I was kind of the catalyst for quite a few other friends to come out as bi.
So they came. So you've been used as the local counsellor for all the queer little kids?
No, I haven't really. I was like, it's like all my friends were basically accepting, and then like, and they were in my circle of friends as well. And it's like, so I was like, it was one after the other and all that, and it's like, and everyone was pretty sweet about it.
So, kind of good reaction to
it. Yeah, it was a very good reaction. It's like, nothing changed.
So you have a bit of a support system.
Yep. I got about, I got to count how many bi friends I have. Probably over five or so bi friends at my school alone.
Is there a bit of a gay community, LGBT community in Masterton?
No, there isn't really a strong presence of one. But yeah, there's a little one that started up recently.
On Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're manning the forces.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit pressured at first, but it's like a lot of other people quite open to the idea, and then some are still questioning it. But yeah, it's like,
shall we have a group? No, there's not enough of us. So, but we should actually be more open.
And then the boundaries of who's joining, like, if it's a Masterton area, Wairarapa, is it accepting people that were originally from Masterton but are living in another city for uni or something? But yeah, it's like, a lot of people were questioning that idea. It's like a bit confusing for me as well. So.
What are you gonna? Do you have any idea how you'd fix the situation, or do you want to fix the situation, or do you think it'll just fix by itself?
It'll probably fix by itself, because yeah, there's a strong group of Masterton people in it, and it's like, and there's only one or two people there just saying, oh, what's the point of this group, and the rest kind of all kind of shutting him down.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah.
So, you've been in relationships before, right?
Yep.
Would you like to talk about them?
Kind of, they were all right relationships. They were kind of a bit down at times, and then it's like...
But they had their moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many relationships have you been in?
I've only been in two guy-on-guy relationships and quite a few heterosexual ones.
Mm. So, with the relationships with the same gender, how long did those last?
They lasted about, the first one about 4 or so months, and then the second one about 6 months or so.
Mm. Did you ever keep it a secret about the relationships?
In my first one, I did for a short period.
Mm.
But then it's like, after getting caught sneaking out over to the other coast and almost getting away with it, it kind of came out and all that.
Mm. It's a bit obvious.
Yeah, and then the kind of massive phone bills.
How about the other one?
It was a pretty strong, the parents weren't very accepting of it because the guy was a bit older than me.
How much?
About 8 years older.
So it's not too bad. Things like dramatic, like 15 years.
Yeah.
Not like I'm against that or anything for the listeners or anything like that. It's just, you know.
It was a strong battle, like... He lived up in Auckland at first, but then moved down to Wellington, and we were at that point we were going out for months and a bit, and then trying to go and see him at first was a big strong no from the parents, so it's like there's a lot of tension between me and the parents about the whole subject, but then. After a while, parents became very accepting of it.
Yeah, kind of like, he's dating this person, and we can't really hold him back for too long, or he'll start being against us kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they were smart in that way.
But then they ended up being actually very supportive at the end, because the relationship did take a bit of a dive, because he was very kind of controlling.
Mm. He was a very dominant person.
Yes, like what he, without me knowing, he would go through my phone and then come and all that and question me about all my friends and all that.
Hmm.
Like I couldn't even hang out with my best friend Laurie at times because he just didn't like him and all. Like he didn't even know my friend, and as I. But he's like
a bit of
jealousy, kind
yeah.
Of. Well, okay, let's move on. How do you meet other people in the community?
I kind of haven't really met anyone from like Marston personally.
Well, I mean the LGBT community.
Kind of through online sort of ways and Facebook, and then other social media, and then and then sometimes through other friends as well. Like I've met a couple of gay and bi people through some of my friends and couple of parties as well.
Mm.
So yeah.
So what is your definition of virginity?
Virginity, it's a kind of like I've got two definitions: is my gay virginity and then my heterosexual virginity, and it's like I haven't lost my straight virginity yet, so it's like I'm kind of only been having sexual intercourse with guys.
Why is that?
It's just like I've only had girlfriends before I was 16 and all that, and then when I was turned 16 I've only been actually really with guys, and they've kind of always been really horny. It's like, And it's like when you're
that one-track mind.
Yeah.
As I recall, there was a saying that males, they think about sex every 20 seconds. Unless you're a gay male, then it's 9 seconds.
Yeah, it's like you try and take it slow, and then all of a sudden, next minute you're on the bed half naked.
Woo! Have you experienced any abusive behaviour because of your sexuality?
No, only a kind of, like, basically everyone I've known has been very accepting of it. I was like, at first, like not even the school bullies kind of even taunted me about it.
Right. At least they're equal about who they bully.
Yeah, it's like, because we're kind of a strong number of... Mm. At our school, so it's like we all band together.
Mm. It's quite funny when you actually say that. It's like, you faggot! It's like, and then the other boy's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I got kind of teased about other things rather than my sexuality. It's like, so kind of strange.
Mm.
Like, you see all these people get, in like other places getting dissed about it, and then.
Master,
or especially my school, was just normal.
Is Master accepting about LGBT people?
There's not a big number that I know of, so it's like, but everyone I kind of spoke to is like, they're all accepting. It's like, but like, there's only a couple that have had trouble with. Like family and friends, but then the rest have been plain sailing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for the interview.
Oh, it's finished already?
Well, thank you.